Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, can you people just give me some time? How am I supposed to like send email and respond to text and everything if I got this stupid job I've got to do? My goodness, get your priorities straight. Oh, am I on? Anyway, welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Good to have you with us. I just have one little thing I have to stick in, and here we go. It's a headphone thing. Oh, yes, there we go. Oh, now I can hear. Life is beautiful. Yes. All right. Anyway, how are you? Good to be here. And what a very fun weekend it was. I mean, it was absolutely jam-packed with fun and frivolity. And the weather was really good. North Tonawanda got hit with a rain shower for what? 40 minutes last night in the evening time, and that was all the rain I saw over the weekend. And here I thought the weekend was going to be a washout, but Friday night, I mean, you know, I'm just saying that I don't want to say that I spent every single moment on the weekend I can out, but I spent every single weekend moment I could out. Friday night, fun watching the boys in Flipside, and they called me to the stage, and some of the songs I have not played in a while, and I don't know why. I think I had attitude on stage, and you have to have attitude on stage to play, and it was fun. When I say attitude, I mean fun attitude, and it was a blast playing with Flipside. I will, however, in the future, exercise caution when wearing boots when walking through somebody's spilled drink. That was unfortunate. To have people look at you thinking you fell because you were drunk. No, 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 no. I slipped on the spilled drink. And to make it worse, this is a true story. You know, Gina Latuca used to be Gina Browning. Okay, well, Fred and Joanne are Gina's mom and dad, and we run into them all the time. I didn't know that Joanne was right behind me, so when I fell, my boot basically nailed this lady right in the shin, which she's already broken once, and I had this horrible feeling that I broke Gina's mom's shin. I have found out over the weekend that, no, it's okay. I've not received any lawsuit yet. But, you know, there's a pretty good opening there for a notice of claim, so I'll let you know. I guess I wouldn't be the I don't think I'd have to respond to that myself. But anyway, thanks to Flipside. And then Saturday night, I did something I have never done before. Well, Tom, you were watching Hit and Run. Oh, yeah, I was watching Hit and Run. And then after that, if you want to talk about feeling like a fish out of water, what I'm about to tell you may send you into cardiac arrest. It may very well result in a fatal myocardial infarction, a heart attack. I stuck around for a hip-hop show, Sugar Hill Gang. And here's the deal. I was going to stay for a couple songs and then say, yeah, okay, I'm out of here. stayed the entire concert they did. Sugar Hill Gang, one of the original hip-hop acts, and I have to tell you, they were master entertainers. They were phenomenal. Like, I cannot say enough good things about Sugar Hill Gang. You do not get much whiter than I, okay? And it was like, okay, I'm really enjoying this. Their stage presence was phenomenal. They were extremely entertaining. And the best thing is they didn't have a lot of gear to set up. It was like one little mixing board and then four dudes with microphones. And that was Sugar Hill Gang. So I saw a classic hip-hop act, which I've never seen before. And unlike what I heard about the Bobby Brown Show, I could actually understand every word being spoken on stage by Sugar Hill Gang. So I was pretty proud of that. They didn't do White Lines. They did do Rapper's Delight, though, which I kind of know. And then last night, I don't think I've ever mentioned these guys on the air before, but I want to give them props. How many of you have ever heard of the band Chicago? All right. How many of you breathe air? All right. Of course you've heard of Chicago. They've got like, I don't know, 98 records that have been released over the year. I mean, 98 albums that, well, not exaggerating. But I saw this band yesterday. It was like an open rehearsal at one of my joints in the city of North Tonawanda, very close to the Magyar Reformed Church, which I think opened in 1910. It's like the smallest church ever. It's a Hungarian church, Magyar. And anyway, I'm not even sure if it's still open, to be honest with you. But there is a local band, and they're called the Chicago Authority. Sal Marino was the original founding keyboard player of the Chicago Authority. Now, Sal Marino and I had a mutual acquaintance in Jimmy Greenspoon, who was the keyboard player for Corey Wells and Three Dog Night. Now, Sal Marino actually was given two of Jimmy's keyboards by the Greenspoon family or Jimmy himself prior to Jimmy dying. But which begs the question, do I ever get one of Corey's guitars? I'm just asking. But let me just get back to it. The Chicago Authority, if you ever want to see a band that sounds like, I mean, note for note, like Chicago, write down the Chicago, wait, is there, am I getting this right? The Chicago Authority. They've got like 10 dudes in the band. I counted on stage, and I think I might have run out of fingers because that's how I count things. And the Chicago Authority was absolutely amazing. And almost everybody in the band, except for the horn players, sings at least one of the songs. They've got a guy who sounds like, first of all, every vocal they do is spot on with the record. And the drummer for the Chicago Authority, local Chicago cover band, I didn't know this. I didn't know who he was, but we ran into each other a week ago. Remember I told you we went to Chicks way out in Angola, and I thought it was a strip club? I'm sorry, a gentleman's lounge? He's the drummer. And he did not say, I'm the drummer for the Chicago Authority when we met. He was just a dude saying, hey, I love your show. It's like, hey, brother, thank you. I appreciate that. So he's playing drums, and I hear this voice. I hear this voice, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, they have got to be piping in this vocal because this guy is exactly like the record. And I'll be darned, it was the guy I met a week ago. So what does this mean to you? What this means to you is the following. We have lots of great bands in Western New York. And look, I've got the people that I see all the time, all right? Like Flipside and Hit and Run and Nerds Gone Wild and Yacht Fathers and Scott Solani and Boys of Summer. And I'm going to forget people and it's going to anger them. Lithium, Bill Mason, Eminence Front. I mean, there's just a zillion great bands. The Thurman Brothers are phenomenal. High Horse, phenomenal. I could name so many bands that are great. But the takeaway from this is the following. If you like Chicago, and you want to hear the way the records you grew up with sound when people are doing it live, you have to see the Chicago Authority. I was blown away. I mean, look, I'm not going to lie. Like Gary Johnston, the brother of the guitar player in the Chicago Authority, his name is Johnston as well. I'm a snob when it comes to music. I'm a total snob. I'm a perfectionist, and I hate it. Being a perfectionist sucks. Being a perfectionist is depressing. And I'll tell you what, if you're a perfectionist, you can relate to this. You're never happy with what you do. You are never happy with what you do. You know, people say, oh, I love your show. I listen to it all the time. You know, some people say, oh, Tom, you're the best in the business. I'm like, no, because I drive home shaking my head thinking, I can't believe I said that. I can't believe I screwed that up. Can't believe I got that fact wrong. I can't believe I was nice to this person. I can't believe I was such a putz to this other person. You know, and that's the curse of being a perfectionist. It sucks. But anyway, and it can be very depressing, and it produces anxiety. And I admit openly, I have adult hyperactivity. I forget what it's called. Yeah, exactly. ADHD, right. I've got it. So getting back to it. Yeah, did I mention that whole thing about, like, forgetting what I do with things? And, you know, and I can't even take Adderall because it would not do good things for my heart. There's one medication I take that I should not take. But it's a trade-off, you know, as far as the heart goes. Like, I need it, but it's like, all right, six of one, half dozen of another. What are you going to do? It's a pain thing for my back situation. But anyway, that's a different story that we'll never get into because it would be horribly boring to get into it. So the takeaway is... The word is BLAST, B-L-A-S-T. Text it to 72881 for your chance at $1,000 from News Radio 930 WBEN. But in all sincerity, you guys need to write this down because I'll probably forget it because, you know, of ADHD. So the Chicago Authority, I Chicago has so many songs that you know, and you might not even know they're Chicago songs. And I should know this because I enjoy music. I truly do. And I guess I enjoy all kinds of music. I was totally into Sugar Hill Gang, which, I'm sorry, that's just plain funny. You have to understand. Me? Yeah, they were really good. They were very entertaining. But Chicago Authority, oh my God. If you ever get a chance to see them play and you like Chicago, I promise you are not going to be disappointed. And one, I'll shut up after this, okay? And I don't mean to disparage the vocals of anybody else in the band, but the guy who does a lot, I think it's Peter Cetera, but don't hold me to that because I'm not, like, I like their songs, but I'm not terribly conversant with all the members of Chicago except Terry Kath, who you never want to have clean a gun for you. But, I think it is Peter Cetera. This guy needs to be on The Voice. That's how good he is. He could be in the Bee Gees. This guy, except they're all dead except one. This guy could be the Jackson 5 all by himself. I thought I'd heard all of the best male vocalists in Western New York, and I've heard many of them. And there are tons of great vocalists who are dudes in this area. I mean, if I start naming them, I'm gonna lose my mind. All right, because you know who you are. I've mentioned you before. The one guy I always leave out is Mark Christie from Flipside. How that voice comes from that body, I don't know, but it does. But this guy who sings a lot of the leads for Chicago Authority is amazing. I mean, when I say amazing, he needs to be on The Voice like Cammy Clooney was, okay? And I think Cammy should have won. Cammy, to me, she's a goddess of vocals. She truly is. I just think she's amazing. Anyway, so it was a really, really fun weekend, just in case. I hope you had a fun weekend, too. And the... WBEN summer stimulus word this hour is BLAST, B-L-A-S-T, B-L-A-S-T. So I hope you enjoyed it. Now, coming up on the show, tomorrow, tomorrow, I'm just going to tell you this. We're going to go a little Hollywood in the 2 o'clock hour. And in the 2 o'clock hour tomorrow, you may very well change your career by listening to the show tomorrow at 2. Because we're going Hollywood. That's all I'm going to say. Tomorrow at 2, you may totally quit your job and start another line of work. But you got to wait until tomorrow at 2. So that's that. Also, coming up on the show, many of you are into psychics and stuff like that. She doesn't even know it yet, but I'm bringing in my ex-wife, who is an astrologer slash psychic, and we're going to do an hour or so with her answering your questions, and we'll see how it goes. Now, I don't know if I do or if I don't believe in psychics, okay? I'll tell you, I don't think I'm telling tales out of school. I don't believe in astrology. I don't. But there have been so many occasions in my life where my ex-wife has told me, okay, on such and such date, get ready for something to happen. And she nails it. I mean, she nailed, when we were moving back to Buffalo, she nailed it way before anything was even firm that we were moving back to Buffalo. She nailed so many things, but I don't believe it. But she's going to be a guest. I'll let you know when. And she works cheap, actually. No, actually, she doesn't work cheap because that was another fun family thing we did over the weekend. And remember, even if you are divorced, even if your divorce sucked, it's possible to be friends. And you should be friends with your ex. And we had an impromptu. It was funny because we all looked like crap yesterday. I'm not going to lie. I had just gotten off the treadmill. I looked like I had worked for an hour on a construction site, which is like, that's a real job. The ladies looked nice, but we did lunch at an outside patio place in Williamsville. And I'm simply going to say my daughter is not a cheap date. My ex-wife is not a cheap date. Every time I see them, I'm amazed. I always get the credit card company text saying, did you really spend this much money at such and such place? Like, yep, I really did. So anyway, that was the weekend. And I hope it wasn't too boring. Was that too self-indulgent? Probably. I apologize. If it was entertaining, it was. If it wasn't, you'll come back and listen anyway. So what are we going to do today? My goodness, I have no idea what we're going to do today. But no, actually, I've got some thoughts. I've got some thoughts on where we might go today. First of all, remember the lady we had, Taryn Booker, last Friday? Okay, her organization, To Unmask NY Kids, they have added some protest events to Unmask Kids. So if you checked in with that site last week or the other site for Niagara County last week, I urge you to check in again and refresh. For some reason, I'm unable to copy and paste. Oh, wait. I just got another text. I'll try to copy and paste. From Taryn Booker, some new protests to unmask our kids. All these people giving me work to do when I'm on the air. It's no fair, but I'll try my best. But Unmask NY Kids and the other site, Unmask WNY Kids, I think. The links are on the Bowerly WBEN Facebook page, so you can check them out. And basically, guys, everybody thinks the next battle, it's not going to involve the masks. It's going to involve the state telling you that your kids have to be mandatorily vaccinated against COVID-19. And if that's the case, I strongly suggest you move with great speed from the Empire State into the free state of Jones. All right, 227. We have a lot of very fun things. Does anybody feel like being real serious today? Yeah, because I don't. Pasquale, do you feel like being serious today? Yeah, I want to have some fun today, and I've got some fun topics. At least they should be fun topics for you on News Radio 930 WBEN. I think you're going to like them. You better like them. I order you to like them. Okay, there we go. There's the Teutonic form of my personnel. I'm ordering you that you will like what I bring out after the news at 2:30. Now, yesterday, I would not have been able to determine whether I was listening to the actual recording of Chicago, which you are hearing right here, or whether I was actually live at a little dive in North Tonawanda listening to the Chicago Authority, a local cover band. That's how good they are. Blown away. Now, somebody's going to call up and say, you didn't see your brother's band? Well, no, I did not see the band in which my brother plays. I love to see my brother's band play, but see, here's the problem. Everybody in the local music community, we all know each other, and there's just only so many venues you can hit in a single night. And, you know, I say that I am part of the music community because I am. Doesn't matter that I'm not the best guitar player in the world, but I get up there and, you know, do a few things. I mean, nothing spectacular. I mean, you know, Jimi Hendrix wouldn't exactly ask me to tune his guitars, but, you know, like he did Eric Clapton. That's actually a true musical story. It was like days after the Beatles released Sgt. Pepper, and Jimi Hendrix is on stage. And there's actually a video of this, and he does a cover of Sgt. Pepper. And he uses his little tremolo bar there on a Stratocaster, and they used to knock your guitar really out of tune. So by the end of the song, Jimmy's guitar was totally out of tune, and he asked if Eric Clapton was out there to tune his guitar, and Eric Clapton was, and he slinked down in his chair and didn't want to be recognized. I mean, you talk about, like, Jimi Hendrix on stage, and he's got John Lennon and Paul McCartney watching him, Eric Clapton watching him, and a whole bunch of other names you would know, all watching this guy play guitar because they've never seen anything like it until Hayden Fogle came out of East Aurora, and then, you know, Jimmy put the guitar down. He didn't really die. He just knew that Hayden was coming and didn't want to be outshone. Anyway, Hayden doesn't like me very much, but I think the world of him as a musician. It is 2:39 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Oh, I mean, come on. You ever meet somebody and they sniff at you like you're something the dog left on the lawn? Yeah, it is. He's a musician. He's entitled. Anyway, welcome to the welcome. I'm sure he's a fine fellow. All right, welcome to the pro. I'm just not likable. Welcome to the show. I want to start off by doing something that we've done before, but you know what, ladies and gentlemen, I have not done this in maybe 5 years, if not longer. And it's been driving me mad that I haven't done it. Mad as in angry, because we've been so busy with COVID. By the way, 69.9% is our vaccination rate. Oh, give me a break. Even when we hit 70%, it's not like everything is going to go back to normal. By the way, those of you who've not gotten the COVID vaccination, I'm sure you've seen the little meme on Facebook going around. And then there's also something else you can say. Somebody says, are you vaccinated? You simply say, yes. You're vaccinated against measles, mumps, rubella. Maybe not COVID, but you're vaccinated. You know, just saying. All right, so I want to spend some time, and maybe it'll be the whole show. I don't know. Talking about coincidences. Coincidences. I used to say coinky dinks, but I find that the older I get, the less I want to even hear the word coinky dinks. And allow me to give you a couple of examples that I'm sure have happened to you and one that happened to me. Okay. Example number one. And this is something that probably has happened to you. Okay. You are not thinking of somebody for years and years and years. You are walking downstairs in the morning. Or if you live in a single-story home, you get up out of bed in the morning, and for whatever reason, you think of John Brown, or whatever, fill in name here, all right? I'm just saying John Brown. You're thinking, wow, I remember going to high school with John Brown. We used to light up in the boys' room together and go back to school reeking of skunk. And then you turn on your computer and you log into Facebook and you look at your friend requests and holy cow, John Brown sent you a face request. Now, you were sleeping. You had no way of knowing at all that he was sending you a friend request. Why would you possibly think of some dude you haven't thought of in years, and then you turn on the computer and there is a friend request from John Brown? Now, I call that a coincidence. And a story I told you a few days ago is actually also a coincidence. I mean, it's either coincidence or it is a very strange display of a bizarre connection between myself and a fish. A fish. You know what I'm going to tell you, right? Okay. I was in Toronto. I spent the night at Toronto. It's exactly what you're thinking. And for whatever reason, I was sleeping and I had the dream that I've never had before and I've never had it since, that one of my fish had leapt out of its tank and was dead on the floor where I lived. Sure enough, I get into my place of residence, which was also my business at the time, and on the floor was a dead fish that had done exactly as I had dreamt in the dream. It had committed suicide. It leapt out of the water and died on the floor. I was very sad. At the same time, I thought, this is absolutely bizarre. Why would I have a dream about a fish? And why would I have that particular dream at the same time as it's actually happening? That was weird, weird, weird. I call it a coincidence. Have you had a coincidence? But one of the most stunning coincidences I have ever had in my life, for whatever reason, I was working in St. Petersburg, Florida, back in 1989, and there was this lovely lady that I thought the world of when we worked together. I mean, nothing ever happened between us, but I just thought the world of her. Her name was Rena Becker. I don't usually give people's names, but there's nothing salacious about this story. And for some reason, I'm thinking of Rena Becker. Whatever happened to Rena Becker? And like a day later, I'm at the airport for a flight to, must have been Charlotte. And I sit down waiting for the flight at the Greater Buffalo Niagara International Airport. I look up, and after decades, I look into the eyes of Rena Becker. She's sitting right across from me. I hadn't thought of her in years. Suddenly, I think of her without any provocation, and she says, yeah, my husband and I, we came here, I think, to see Niagara Falls, and we're flying home now. And they were on the same flight as we. It was freaking bizarre. So I love coincidences. I really do. I think they're cool. I have no explanation for them whatsoever. Look, mathematically, statistically, I suppose there's a chance that it's just one of those things. A just things that happen and there's no connection whatsoever. And it was just, wow, isn't that strange? That's one possibility. The other possibility is, some kind of synchronicity, if I can quote a Police song from the 1980s. So I want, when you think back on weird stuff that has happened to you, any of this ringing a bell? And by the way, if anybody claims they've had a dream about a fish jumping out of a tank, I'll know you're kidding me, because I'm the only human being in the history of bipeds to ever have a dream about a fish and then come in to my domicile / office and find a fish actually did what I dreamt it did when I was 80 miles away. Okay. Now, that, I'll tell you, of everything in my life, that one is going to, if I should get to heaven, if there is a God, if there is an afterlife, and I can talk with the great intelligence and the mastermind of the universe, that's question number one. It's not going to be, what's the meaning of life? No, it's not going to be, are there alien civilizations? My number one question is going to be, hey, the fish dream, what was that about? Really? It was supposed to be that you were a fisher of men, Tom. You've lost your calling. You were supposed to be an evangelist. And because you failed to heed what I said, I'm going to consign you to the lake of fire. Have yourself a good time. Ah! That'll be me. All right, so your coincidence stories, because I'm sure you've got better ones than I. And I have not done this in years, and I'm dying to hear some brand new coincidence stories. I have been looking forward to the opportunity to do this show and not talk about COVID, CDC, CVC, or consumer shopping or Amazon. Your stories of coincidences. I have done a masterful setup of the topic, and now it is your turn to share your coincidences. All right, your coincidence stories. Let us go to Mark in Hamburg. Mark, you're on WBEN. I apologize for the bad Irish accent, but, oh, Mark hung up on us? You bastard! Don't start my Monday like that. What horrible human being does that? Hey, let's tell Tom. He's got the coincidence story of a lifetime on hold. And then when Tom goes to him, click. Yeah, up yours, buddy. See if I ever buy you a drink. And let us go to the calls now. Apparently, we go to Mark now. Okay, this is really interesting. Usually on coincidence shows, Pasquale, usually it's a ladies' show. Today, it's like I've got all dudes lined up. Wow. All right. Thank you, Pride Month. Okay, here's Mark in Hamburg. Mark, you're on WBEN. Welcome.
Thank you, Tom. First of all, I'm born and raised in Western Pennsylvania, not far from Pittsburgh. I live here, and I'm in the process of scheduling a knee replacement. So I'm with the doctor's office last month, well-known orthopedic practice in Sheridan Drive. Maybe you know who they are.
I know exactly who it is. I bet it starts with the letter E.
It does.
Yes.
People there.
I bet it's right across from the dent.
It is.
I'm psychic. This is a coincidence.
Yeah, you probably know my doctor, too.
No, my doctor left. But anyway.
Okay. Anyhow, so I'm sitting in the exam room. I'm waiting for him. You know, I'm up on the table there. My legs are dangling. And all of a sudden, he walks in, young guy, and my last name has 10 letters. None of them are silent, okay? So it's rare that someone gets it right the first time. He walks in. He nails it. I says, wow, that's pretty good. He says, do you have a brother, Michael? And then repeats the name. And I says, yes, I do. He's a orthopedic surgeon, just like you. He says, I did my residency under him.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
No, I kid you not. I called my brother when I got out of the office, and he said, Mark, he said, he's without a doubt the best resident I ever had. You're in really good hands.
First of all, I'm blown away. Number two, Mark, in all honesty, do you ever feel, I don't know what you do for a living, but and you sound like a highly intelligent man. Do you ever feel like you're under your brother's shadow because he's a surgeon and I presume you're not?
Not at all. Not at all, Tom. Let me tell you. I do a different kind of work than that, kind of service related, all right? And, my brother, orthopedic surgeon, broken bones, kids falling out of trees, whatever. And my father says, you know, Mark, he says, your brother makes all the money. He says, but you have all the fun. And he was right. He says, you get to be with people. You're not in any life or death situations. You're helping people and you're meeting nice people at the time you're doing it, and I just always saw it that way.
Okay, this is a great story. You're from Western Pennsylvania. Your orthopedic surgeon at a major practice here in Western New York turns out to have studied underneath your very eminently qualified brother.
Yeah, they both went to Pitt Medical School. My brother got out in the 70s, and this guy got out, a couple of years ago. Yeah.
Wow. I love that story. That is an amazing coincidence, and it's awesome that you have, one of those names with, one vowel in it probably and the rest consonants, and he still nailed it.
He nailed it, Tom. I was so impressed. Generally, people, there's also three syllables, and they'll accent the wrong one. You know how it goes.
Oh, Mr. Burrell, Mr. Burrell. Yes, I do.
Yeah, there you go. So.
That is a great call. It's a great way to start off the show, Mark. Thank you very much.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
And I believe you. I have no reason not to.
All right.
All right. Thank you. Actually, they have advertised on WBEN. I wish they'd let me do their ads. It's Excelsior Orthopedics. Now, the guy you guys recommended, I see, is Dr. Moy. My understanding is he's not there anymore. But when my finger got crushed, and it still is crushed because it's never going to grow back, he's the guy who basically helped me to deal with having a fin instead of a finger on my right hand. And I don't think he's there anymore, but I think he might have retired. Great guy. Phenomenal doctor. I mean, I am so impressed with Excelsior Orthopedics. I really am.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.